5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm like, they tricked us all in the cable.
I was on them mugs.
Yeah.
I've been going out a lot lately.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I was happy with just regular commercials. Then they taught us there could be no commercials. Now they brought that shit back. They just fooled us.
I don't mind.
Well, Netflix didn't start with commercials.
No. I know. I said they tricked us.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
the thing. That's why I got Netflix.
This is why I don't mind commercials. One, because we grew up with them, so I'm kind of used to them. But two, the commercials now you can deal with because you're still allowed to binge. Mm-hmm. I think the binge is the most important part, more than the commercials. So, like, I'll sit this commercial, but I'm still knocking out 10 episodes, you know, real fast. Yeah. So, the speed of it is still better. So, I'm like, And plus, as much as we're on our phones, that commercial.
I don't like the same commercial.
I'm on the phone.
Well, I mean, you're going to get the same commercial. Yeah, you pay that money. You're getting the same commercial. You ain't about to get nothing new for them until a year.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, my kids know all the things. Like, just like we did, all the themes to the commercials and songs. They be knowing them all because they come on so much.
You need them.
Yeah.
There's no entertainment without commercials. Unless you're doing,
we were doing just fine without them.
No, like, but honestly, but
Netflix,
on Netflix.
But it's
this
more,
is why they're not making any money. That's why they need commercials.
I don't give a shit about Netflix making money.
But it's more money for us. The more they do these commercials, we go on auditions. I ain't never auditioned this much.
In that aspect,
yeah. I ain't never auditioned this much.
Not only that is there. That's where the money is. That's the money is in these. That's how the business
the
goes.
Ads, yeah.
The advertisement is everything.
But we
you
don't
need
work for Netflix.
You need
Target. They had subscribers.
Not yet.
Yeah. They're doing it like HBO, but then they weren't pulling their weight with subscribers.
But when everybody started doing streaming, this is when it becomes like, okay, I got to put $5 here, $10 here, $20 here. It's like, now we're doing this thing. I'm like, no,
and Netflix was like, fuck that, $26.
Yeah, Netflix kept going up.
They kept going up. I was like, man, what a good old $9.99.
HBO was just like, oh, we're staying right here.
Yeah,
guys.
HBO's chill,
HBO knows one show is going to bring you all back. And y'all are
and they good for doing a show that go nine seasons. We be
and me eating it,
and then we'll go right back out, and you guys will be back when it's time to subscribe again.
We were talking about the hits. How many hit shows does HBO have?
Sopranos,
since the streaming,
The Wire,
Game of Thrones,
True Blood,
True Blood. They be
decent show.
Yeah,
Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
They be hitting.
I don't know that one did really well. What's that show called?
Which one?
Dexter on HBO.
That was
Showtime.
Showtime.
Dexter Showtime.
Let's look at HBO's.
I haven't been catching up on the new Dexter.
HBO used to have like
Barry
the real
almost
sex.
Picked up there really well.
Barry,
yeah.
HBO used to have the real sex. I used to
I
watch
remember that.
You were like, ooh,
Taxi
Cab. I forgot about that. What was the other one?
Taxi Cab,
yeah.
Like they Sex in the City.
Was that HBO?
That was HBO.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Westworld.
I've never seen that.
I don't know Westworld. Really?
I've never watched an episode.
I watched all of it.
I've never seen
you really.
Was Westworld a banger?
Westworld was fire.
He just said that.
Which one?
Sex in the City.
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk was fire.
Yep.
6 Feet Under.
Never saw it. Weeds?
Weeds was Showtime, I think.
Mm-hmm. House of the Dragon now. Succession, I hear that a lot.
Yep.
I heard that was really good.
Girls did 6 seasons.
Girls?
Never watched it. That was
Girls.
That's when that one girl blew up and I never heard from her again.
That was Leah. No, that wasn't Leah.
Something like
Leah
that.
Leah Dunham?
Something like that.
Oh,
Lena Dunham?
Yeah, what happened to her?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who y'all talking about.
You've seen her.
Oh.
She was huge for
the
British version of it that they did? The Fleabag?
Mm.
You never True watched Detective. Fleabag?
Uh-oh. Oh, Silicon Valley.
True Detective. I forgot about that.
Silicon Valley. United States.
Silicon Valley is HBO. Yeah.
Ooh, Oz.
HBO got that's we about that's Veep, 15.
Veep had 7 16. Veep was solid.
I don't remember that.
I remember Veep, the president. She was a Veep, female president. Yeah. Or Veep.
Girl from
Veep.
From yeah. Seinfeld.
Yep.
Yeah. You forgot Curb.
Eastbound and Down. Yep.
I never seen that girl in my life.
Curb. The Last of Us is
yes,
still growing.
Have you seen her before?
Nah, bro.
She was everywhere.
I'm sorry, y'all.
She was like, she's the greatest comedy mind
where
of this generation.
Yeah, Eastbound and Down.
What happened to her?
Eastbound and Down was funny as fuck.
Eastbound and Down should still be on TV.
It was
it
so
tapered
funny,
off.
Bro.
No, no, not Eastbound and Down. The other one tapered off.
Eastbound and Down
the
did
mighty,
taper off.
But they had a good run.
He got the religious family?
No.
Cody was watching that one.
No, Craig. The principal one with Danny McBride.
Vice Principals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It started off hot.
Yeah, then it got weird.
I was like, this got weird.
Big Love.
Never heard
Ballers.
I love never
Big
saw it, but I heard
Ballers.
Ballers
Entourage.
Was good. Entourage.
Oh, man. How did we forget about Entourage? That's man. 20 show, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Favorite HBO show is still Fraggle Rock.
Oh, mine's still The Wire.
mine's still Game of Thrones, even though they let me down Game of Thrones.
Wait, what was Narcos on?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Narcos was good, though.
Narcos was fire.
Yeah, them series is
all right, dope. Let's see who's got better shows, then. Let's go to Netflix. Let's see Netflix.
Netflix
hits.
Ain't fooling with HBO.
They don't have enough time in the game.
Nah.
Prime keep hitting them with jabs.
Yeah.
Hulu be having good shows.
Hulu be
that show, that new one that's out is fire.
Nah, that's too many.
Which one?
Hulu. I get two. Two
it's,
max.
It's with
we get two max.
What's it called? Paradise.
Oh, I heard it was great.
Paradise, good as hell.
Yeah. You had like $200.
Paradise, real good.
Damn. HBO. Right.
Netflix has Vikings. Never seen it. Six seasons.
Vikings is really good.
Yeah.
Watch
They have Stranger Things.
Okay,
Netflix,
that was
okay,
fire.
Netflix,
I
fire.
Never watched
that's fire.
Banger.
What's your name?
I never got into it. That's
Squid Games.
Weird.
AP Bio.
Squid Games. Fire.
Only two seasons, too. Didn't
yeah.
Crazy
Squid Games
numbers.
Fire.
Isn't that Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah, that we're going on
oh,
Netflix.
Going
yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your Honor had two seasons. Suits.
But Your Honor started on HBO, didn't it?
I don't know.
I don't
or
think
something
Suits
else. Started on Netflix either, did it?
It didn't.
I thought
no.
That was NBC.
Netflix is picking up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't create those.
Mm. Yeah, we talking about their creation.
Yeah, yeah. Original.
Because Your Honor started, I think, on HBO.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
think that's
mistaken.
An original Netflix
yeah, no,
series.
Yeah.
But they'll take it because remember, what was the show that Bateman was on? And then Netflix made it.
Oh,
up.
You're talking about when he was money laundering.
Living
no,
in,
no,
it was money laundering.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
His dad was living in the ceiling, right? In the
yeah,
attic.
The sitcom, yeah.
That was...
oh, what's that?
All right, y'all talking about something else. Yeah, I'm thinking about
that. That went a long
a
time,
yeah.
too. It
yeah.
was a hit. It was a hit.
It was a monster
This one
hit.
Couldn't have been more of a hit than one of me and Keon talking about.
Yeah, what is that called?
Big hit.
Man, y'all gonna make
But it was a Netflix
y'all
one.
Y'all gonna make us act up.
Now, you're talking about...
it was
Ozark.
Everywhere.
Ozark.
Yeah, Ozark hit. That was Netflix, right? Netflix
yeah.
original?
Yeah, but I'm talking about... What is this show about Jason Bateman called? It was ridiculously huge, bro.
It was bigger than Ozark?
It was huge. It went on for like 10 years or something. And they canceled it, then they brought it back.
And that was the bigger thing about it, is that they canceled it and brought it back.
What? I don't know
the storylines were weird as hell. What was the name of that?
Why can't I'm trying to find it? Why can't I find it? I'm like typing in Jason Bateman. And
Jason
stuff.
Bateman is underrated.
Very.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arrested Development was huge. But that wasn't, but the season they brought back was weak.
Yeah, that was the thing about it. And I think too much changed because there's also like, now you have to do a full 30 minutes and not 20. And it's like.
But Arrested Development, whatever it was on originally, was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was great.
And then,
that was on Fox.
But when they brought it back, it was.
Yeah. Who else is super underrated as an actor?
Yeah, Jason can do all of them. He can do dramas,
Orange
comedies.
Is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black was
that
very
was Netflix.
Big.
Yeah,
monster hit.
What else? Netflix got some ones.
And Netflix got some one, but we were just in the bag with HBO.
Undercover superstar.
Like Jason Bateman's to me is underrated.
I would say Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, he's fire.
He always comes.
Also, Netflix has Narcos, Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
13 Reasons Why wasn't a
series,
was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a series?
It was like, once I found out what it was, I was like, wait, what is it? These
they
kids.
Had another version of Narcos.
Yeah, they kept
Narcos, all of them, mm-hmm. yeah.
The Pablo Escobar.
But they stopped.
One.
The next one was supposed to be about El Chapo, and they stopped.
Well,
the
know,
Pablo one,
I
after
alive.
The Pablo one, I tapped out.
Pablo's too, not Pablo, but he's too powerful. Marco Polo, I never heard of. That
I tried to, yeah.
Bridgerton?
I didn't finish it. Bridgerton was huge.
Huge, yeah.
You?
Never saw it, but it's huge.
Yeah.
You was huge. Never saw it, but it's huge.
Oh, yeah, that's the stalking one?
Yeah.
You got to do Baby Reindeer, too, then.
But that was they don't have multiple series of that one, right?
No, it's like a story, I guess. I can't believe they got
Where's Shameless at?
Now Showtime also, I believe.
Showtime got some ones in. These networks be making shows.
So Netflix and Showtime kind of.
Virgin River's been going on a long time.
I don't know that one.
What was Yellowstone on? That's huge.
I think that's like.
That was like a TV. That's a TV.
Yeah, I think that's like AMC.
What's the one about the mobsters? I think one
of Yellowstone?
Penny something.
I mean, what's it called, Yellowstone?
Yellowstone,
you know what I'm
talking
about? With
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, that might be like AMC. What's the old mob show? I think that was on Netflix.
Oh, Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah.
That was HBO.
We did that one already.
Yeah. Pennywise or Penny.
It.
No, Pennywise is it. No, it was.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of the show.
Oh, Yellowstone was Peacock.
What show are you talking about?
I forgot. I don't know the name.
Netflix does have Big Mouth. Wild show. Wild show.
Big Mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Really? Just like F is for Family? That was another big one on
I love
Netflix.
That one.
What about that Valley, P Valley? What's that?
Netflix? Was that? No, I don't think that was Netflix. I think that was Stars.
Oh, you're right.
P Valley.
Yeah, P Valley, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Mouth is the show where you go.
That's a cartoon, right?
Yeah. But it's like if you had no filter on anything you ever wanted to do.
Wasn't that Bill Burr?
No, that's F is for Family.
Okay.
Big Mouth is, I forgot the comedian's name, Nick Kroll.
And I think Byron Bowers is on Big Mouth, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's the show, like, there's zero limits. It is, like, if Family Guy could do what they wanted to do, they would be on. It would
Family
be like
Guy
that.
Doesn't do what they want to do?
No. Not what they could. Not when you see, once you see Big Mouth, you go,
no,
oh,
Big
okay.
Mouth is crazy.
They be having sex on Big Mouth?
They do a lot.
Pretty much.
It's just wild, all verbal. No, it's wild.
No, okay. It's wild, bro. There's a hormone monster. There's it's wild. Crazy.
The big titty one?
It was the only thing I saw that I was like, oh, shit, you can really do whatever you want. And this other one called Paradise PD is the other one I was like,
that's a cartoon. I remember that animation too. I remember that one, but I didn't see it. But
crazy. It was just like, hey, this is what you can do when you don't have any restrictions and you don't have any ads to fill.
When you're
That's dangerous. A cartoon animation on HBO or any kind of.
Once you see it, you're going to be like, yo, you guys are.
The first season alone, it'll hook you in enough where you'd be like, okay.
I feel like you can do, there's always going to be an audience for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are just too scared to like alienate.
It's the investors that are.
Yeah,
it's not the people.
Well,
we don't want
to push anybody away. It's like you. That's
I
want to
do
happen.
This animated sperm movie so bad, bro.
An animated sperm
like a
movie,
Pixar adult animated sperm movie. When you're just in the balls, you take a black dude.
But they die a lot though, so it had to be a real.
It wouldn't even matter for the movie. But you have how many different races are inside you? How many different mixtures of people do we have inside of us? And I'm like, if I had the DNA from whatever African tribes mixed with whatever white, mixed with whatever Indian,
indigenous,
and they all living together in this area, I was like, I would love.
So you're saying each sperm would be a different race, though?
They could be.
They could be. But you would have these little villages.
Because you're made up of so many things.
I know, but I just felt like the sperm has all these things within them.
Look, you would have a city. You would have a city where all these little, here's all your.
What, Ballsville?
Supposedly, I'm an eighth Irish, okay? So you have the Irish people.
Very small community.
And you have a larger community of Africans.
So would they all live in one sperm, though?
They all live in one ball sack.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, so like.
You're trying to look, you're taking science. We're doing an animated cartoon.
That's what I'm saying. But why can't they all live in one sperm?
They can't live inside of a sperm. Each sperm is a person.
It's millions of sperm.
Each sperm has their own person.
So Chad's breaking down. They got their little cities, their little communities. Yeah.
And then now you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with.
How often would you show you?
Never.
I don't think so.
Who's carrying? Never.
It's like I would think Moses so. Jones, but
these kind of questions they're
going to
ask you. Okay, Chaz, we love the idea.
And I would go like, time doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Right? Time doesn't really matter. We're not about to watch a bunch of people get ejaculated out. Like, oh my god,
that's eventually got to happen.
That's a major
eventually,
disaster.
Right. Eventually, for another time.
It's like an earthquake.
Right. But we're not going to watch. That's
because you see the sperms coming back. Like, we didn't make it, man. Yeah.
What happened to Jeff? We just got to know him. You know? But it's just like that. It's like, it's a world where, you know.
They all look like Chaz, but different ethnicity.
You would see different ethnicity. That people was like, this is the guy. That is
Chaz,
guy.
Right.
The
red hair.
Guy. This is the guy who can't really see. You're going to have the ones who are a little mentally disabled.
Oh, yeah, those be in there.
They'll be in there.
Yeah.
You might get that one who comes out and he's like, yeah, okay, buddy, not a problem. But those are in there. You get the ones who can't hear, who are blind. You get all these things or
all
deficiencies.
The athletic
there's
ones.
An albino in there. Hell yeah.
So all that's in there.
Now are they, of course,
talent.
There's, or now
no
are
talent.
We, Are we underwater swimming around, or are we?
I figured like SpongeBob. You know, okay. Like you're underwater, okay. But you're not really.
Gotcha.
But you are, but you're not. And then you got arms, you know. And
oh, they got arms.
They got arms, but they're squiggly around. You don't have. They don't have legs.
No, okay. They gotta be.
Yeah, they can't have arms.
They
do,
but they have arms so they can. They still gotta grasp them, but they don't have.
They gotta be biting. Stuff.
So really they're going around like that.
Deep we're into invested. His nuts.
We're invested.
Because it's a fun idea.
Y'all are all in his nuts right now.
Tell me more. We're invested in the sperm city.
Yeah, you got the ones who come out already pre-obese. Yeah. You know
somebody
what I mean?
Oh, fat sperm.
Yeah,
great
you got the fat
show.
Ones. Like, oh, man, this looks good. And you're like, hey, man.
Twin sperm.
You got the other one. You got the crazy multiples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got all that.
No, you can't have a twin sperm.
You can't.
Nah,
conjoined
Siamese.
The egg breaks.
You know the great
don't
thing?
The eggs stay together?
You know the great thing about it? It doesn't have to be accurate or make sense whatsoever. They did a whole movie about food eating people. You know what I mean? Yeah. What was that?
With Seth?
All that matters is whatever world you make, the rules have to be consistent in the world you make. If the rules are consistent in the world you make, animals can talk. Can animals talk to people? Can they not talk to people, right?
Yeah.
As long as everything's consistent, it doesn't really matter. If the world
and lucky, you don't even have to be consistent because I still don't know. Can they hear Brian or not?
They can hear Brian.
No.
Can they hear Stewie's the question? They can hear Brian. They talk to Brian all the time.
Yeah, but Stewie, because the way they do it, he'll just be talking.
And then Brian out here smashing humans. Like
it happens.
Yeah, what's?
But that's the rule of it. There's a few dogs who can. There's some can't. There's some dogs who are just regular dogs.
So you know? Genius for them for you not to know if they can hear Stewie or not, though.
Right. But Brian.
They
can.
Always react to him.
Right. Only Brian can.
That show made a pedophile hilarious. Oh, God. That's how good the show is.
I had
multiple. He's so fucking funny.
Sexual offenders on that show.
Quagmire is one.
Yeah.
Didn't Quagmire one time bone Lois?
I don't think he ever did. Nah. I know he tried. He tried to.
I thought
sure.
He drugged her and boned her.
Quagmire's a wild dude.
Quagmire, Brian smashed Quagmire's dad, who was a trans.
Yeah, just all kind of shit.
Wait, who's Brian again?
The dog. Dog.
Oh. Show's wild.
And American Dad is more wild.
They get away with a lot too on Family Guy.
Oh, everything.
What up, y'all? This episode is brought to you by Skims, man. Two things that should be always important is your socks and your drawers, right? And underwear needs to be comfortable, man. That's my biggest complaint. I don't know about y'all, but my biggest complaint is like comfort. I want my drawers to be comfortable. And these Skims are very comfortable. I got mine, man. I move freely. I got them on right now, to be honest with you. I can move freely. They soft. They comfortable. I'm sold. I got the one. It was like half cotton, half something, whatever. And then I got the ones that's like mostly elastic and I forgot the material. Whoo! Those are the ones you feel like, oh, am I even wearing drawers right now? Like, it's great. So this is what I need y'all to do. I want y'all to go to shop Skims Men's at skims.com and Skims stores. Let them know we sent you. You got to tell them, hey, I daddy issues. And after you place the order, you select podcast in the survey and you select our show in the drop menu. And that's it. That's that. And Skims is the official underwear for the partners of NBA, WNBA, and U.S. basketball. So the athletes are wearing it. It's comfortable. Comedians is wearing it. Everybody's wearing it. So make sure you mention us when you get it, man. And thank you for sponsoring and listening to the podcast.
So anyways, that was like one idea I've had in the pocket. I was like, man, this would be so much fun to do this show. But people be like, we gotta want animate semen?
You just gave it to the world. Somebody gonna take that shit.
They're gonna take your spoof, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said, do what? Take my spoof too?
Yeah. You gave him a good breakdown. You gave him an outline.
You gave him a good spoof last time.
That's all right.
Hell of an idea, though.
We'll sue later. Right,
hell of an idea.
Once we see it, we'll sue later.
Well, this episode is proof of concept. So there we go.
We just got to prove there are daddy issues, listener.
On YouTube, it's hard to.
Proof of concept was right there when he said it.
Yeah, man. Oh, you got everything down to little mentally disabled sperm and everything?
Us talking like, yeah. Through it.
You're right. We worked out the beats, character names.
What I don't have is the story, so I don't know exactly what it would be about. We just know the world it would be.
It's about a family moving from one nut over to a new town.
Ow.
They went over to the other nut.
Wait, does both produce
that right nut?
It's like the Jeffersons. They moved to the better nut. We all know
moving
you're right
on
ones
nut. That's ridiculous.
Moving on to the next side.
You got a little receding nut walking
out. Oh my God.
Hey, Weezy!
Yo, that's wild. The spermicins.
You guys think TV has become too sensitive to, like, you know what I mean? Hell due to the times?
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, but I think it's going away. Even the shows are. Should I be saying that some of these shows, people would be like, yes. We're here for it.
There's still some super red flags, right?
Right.
That you can't say anymore. However, though, things are coming back on a little more edgier. But there's some things that are still like, we shouldn't say this word.
Yeah.
You know, we probably still
should. It's so crazy that you can see so much on social media that and network TV is like,
I think that's why it's coming back, because social media, the comment section of TikTok and Instagram is insane.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so fucking funny.
And once they get to a point where they stop banning people for stuff,
TV should catch up.
Well, we got to wait and see. Well, I know in movies anyway, they don't do comedies anymore. Very, 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 very few.
Why don't comedies make as much money?
They were the backbone of Hollywood for the longest, because there was the lowest budget that made
the most money.
Not the most, but made way more than its budget to fund the bigger movies.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it with horror movies, because with the comedy movies, you could potentially be banned. Horror movie, they just killing people. People are in it.
Which is fine.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is crazy, bro.
Bro, yeah. You know, if you do it.
Amy Schumer movie was funny.
Well, some movie.
Oh, the one I didn't watch, it, one with Damon Jr.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. It was funny.
Pretty pregnant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I didn't expect it to be, but it was funny.
I don't have a. People hate Amy Schumer. I liked her show. Her sketch show was solid. It was the actual stand up that I go.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a sketch show.
Mm-hmm. Inside the Mind of Amy Schumer. She had a solid sketch show, but it was the stand-up that you had to
stand-up.
I know she was getting a lot of flack, but they were saying she was stealing jokes. I don't know how true it was. Or
that was in my world. The ghost sex joke that Patrice O'Neal did.
Okay.
As she did it as a closer, but she named it something else.
Word for word,
It was bar for bar, verbatim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
them bar for bars, you'd be like, hey, guys, come on.
Yeah, you could. It's tough to see that sometimes. People have the same, and we talk
parallel
about somebody,
thought is different from bar for bar. We'd be like, yo, it's been some bar for bars out there.
You talk about your grandma with one leg, also. This is really close here,
because you're gonna have topics that people share
for sure. Yeah,
you know, children, marriage, whatever. But when you take a bar for bar, like word for word, which I've seen people do, I'm like, that's crazy.
And why?
Well, the audience doesn't give a shit, though. That's what's
crazy. They don't know. They've never seen it. New to me.
Yeah, they don't care. The audience don't be like, oh,
I start seeing these cats like, oh, this person did it better. And it's like, but that's also because of Instagram.
That's TikTok, though. They think everything's a copycat.
Like, it's a trend. It's okay.
Stand-up is not a trend, bro. You know. But yeah, on TikTok, but even TikTok is and Instagram are regulating that shit. Like, they are funneling, because I've gotten alerts where people would be like, that Instagram was like, we are funneling people to your channel based off your original video, because so many people took it.
Oh, they took and was doing it.
They're pushing people to my page saying this is the original creator. And then I got another alert not too long ago that was saying they give me alerts when people tag me as the original creator of a video.
Oh, that's fair game.
They're starting to be like, y'all can copy it, but this is the person you got it from first. Like,
this is like plagiarism. Where's your source material?
Yeah.
You got to cite.
So they're making people, if you don't cite it, you can take it down. And then on YouTube, if somebody takes your shit, I just did it, you can go in there, prove that you did it first, and they'll take their shit down.
Mm.
I just did this for the first time. I felt so like,
I just want the money.
Weird.
Yeah, I want the money. Because
you can either share the money or
I'm not sharing shit.
Yeah, or you can they'll take it down. I didn't know how to do it to where, like, how the music people do it, where you just share, get the revenue. Mm. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't want it to come down.
The music people are probably instilled, because it's like the big major corporations be like, this song, we'll give you this one. TikTok probably paying for that shit.
Yeah.
Probably the songs that we be using on the story and all that. Exactly. I assume they get paid every time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But when you take it without
asking.
They have
a choice, because when Kendrick dropped his song, he made it free for everybody.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
So they must just have to get a it choice. Out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. How long do you guys think it'll take before there's an actual union for comics?
It would have been one done. Of the last. You missed the boom already.
Fields. What do you mean? The boom is, you know what I mean?
The '80s
yeah. comics every day.
Yeah, they tried to do it with that strike at the Comedy Store when because remember they weren't getting paid and they started getting paid, but I don't think they capitalized on doing the union thing.
And there's
they
like just started no getting set paid. Fee for like an opener, or there's no set fee for if you go do a comedy show somewhere. Somebody could be like, oh, I'll give you $10 million, or they'd be like, hey, we'll give you,
you know what hurts my feelings? You know what hurts my feelings is when you see a packed crowd and you're a feature. Oh, it is disgusting. The check you get.
Oh, you watch
one table and I go like, well, that's my entire check right there. This table has they paid for my check. I'm like, I know you guys can afford a few of these. Can I get the front row money? Like, you'll feature and you'll be like, saw how much you guys sold.
The disparity is crazy.
I saw how much disparity you guys sold in a check you handed me. This is crazy.
And if you're not going out with somebody who fucks with you, you're just getting that check from the club.
It's not worth it at all to be a feature.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
But I think that's the point. I think they want to book
their
locals.
Because you might have, say, a Damon that might pay his feature.
That's what we just said.
But if I wasn't out with Shantae or Tony or somebody and it's just a feature pay.
Yeah, if the club's paying, it's terrible.
It's disgusting.
But if you go out with somebody young, they pay you on top of the, and all that good stuff. But
you see the packed crowd.
Yeah.
And you're like, ain't no.
But they do that because they want to book the locals. The problem is them locals be trash.
You just be like, three drinks. That third one's mine.
Dog, I looked at one table. I said, these guys got mozzarella sticks.
Their bill be.
I said, yo, their bill is more than what I got paid for the night. And I did 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, they'd be like, where are our overhead and our lights?
And the hotel. Hotel, fine.
Yeah.
Right? Flight, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Promotional cost. Nigga, what did you promote?
Right.
What the fuck did you do? I'm out here stressed out every day. I'm stressed every day on it, begging people to come. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't do shit, but put my flyer up there a day before.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do no radio, none of the. Oh, by the way, this person's coming. Like, get the fuck out of here. Promo fees. You taking that kind of cut.
Showing the video before.
Yeah, like, man.
To the niggas that's already there.
Come back next week.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
I just spent $100 for this goddamn table plus your parking.
Like, they be wilding with that shit.
No, it's gross. Doing stand-up.
Do you think a union would help that, though?
Probably.
Absolutely.
There's no benefits, no health benefits.
It'd be so much. You know how hard it would be to get in? It would be so hard to get in the union.
Because the thing about it is, it's like, every comedian just can't be like, can I be? It should be a certain
and that's
level.
The problem.
It's like SAG. Everybody can't just be in SAG.
Right.
Yeah. You have to continuously work a certain amount of gigs to maintain.
And you have to pay into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many
but comics? Open bikers will not be qualified.
Here's the thing. It would probably be different per city because LA stand-up scene is garbage. I was making more money in the Midwest than I was ever when I moved out here.
Oh, yeah. Certain pockets are big, but there's also people that travel around to each of the states that...
Right.
If they're not union, they can't do that.
But here,
get down.
It's trash. I remember the Improv gave me a check for $8. Fuck.
I remember that.
$8.
I remember those
like
days. 15, 8. I remember those.
Right when you got off stage.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, I forget my cash. Check and I go back in and be like, can I please?
I didn't know. I was like, hey, dog. I was like, you guys got it, bro. You got it. You can have this.
I remember that.
I go in my bank and assault
$8 is insulting, bro.
Bro, I go into the bank. No, if there is a residual check for $8, like, that shit was on.
Yeah.
Right? No, yeah, sure, whatever. But
eight to the face in an envelope. In an envelope.
You had this money, cash. You could have just been like, hey,
they gave me
out.
Cash.
That's one water that the nigga bought.
For real, right. Bro. You could have just dabbed me up. Thanks for coming out, fam. Appreciate
I don't
you.
Know why a union. It ain't been like thought about or worked on. You know what I mean? If I'm because actors probably had to invent SAG. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also know a lot of comics that, you know, they have their moment and then they want to retire and a lot of them can't.
Right.
Because, well, you don't necessarily have to, but a lot of them can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. The option to retire would be dope as hell.
To have a pension.
Not enough backbone in stand-up. There's not enough comedians with balls and backbone. There's not enough who would say, I'm not doing this. Somebody will come and be like, I'll do it.
There's too many that will be like,
yeah. That's what it is.
That's what I think. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. If everybody was at the comedy store like, I'm not going, they were like, yeah, I'm going to perform. And then somebody would go do an hour by themselves.
Yeah, the desperation in comedy is...
I'm sure it was like that in acting.
It probably was.
Because they still like that.
Right.
It seems like the writers stick together when they be on strike. It's like, we ain't writing.
Yeah, but if one person loses a job, there's going to be somebody right there like, hey, I got a show. Yeah. I got a vampire
in
show.
The back alley.
Got the script in my trunk. It's called Knife. He's a vampire.
But I'm sure if comedians came together how the writers strike do, it would be some sort of success.
How long do you think that shit will last?
I don't know, like you said.
I got zero faith in comedians. I was like,
that way someone can't steal your material and go on stage with it because you're backed by the union.
Yeah, but comedians are grimy. They're just disgusting people.
They're slithery.
They're just a disgusting...
Slithery.
Low...
Bro, it's why
I know a
lot of... You see
that
if you take a date to a comedy club, as soon as you get up from that table, wolves will surround her. Just...
I also know comics, a lot of them, it was their last... job option before.
What you mean?
It's never the first option. It's never like, the first shit, dream.
I went to jail for stealing.
People told me I was funny.
You say like barbers?
Homeless. Yeah. That's all I got. People said I was funny.
It was a dare.
Yeah, I've been cutting niggas' hair since AAU. Build my market up.
Yeah, man.
I got zero faith in...
Union for comics.
This why I have zero faith. I don't even like a lot of comedians.
Right.
I don't like
a lot of actors. Don't like other actors, but yeah, I'm like they deserve medical.
Yeah.
You know they deserve.
I don't know.
Like certain.
They wouldn't give comedians medical because half these motherfuckers is dope fiends. Like that's a risk. Like why would you give a bunch of alcoholics and drug users medical?
We have your medical program. You can't give you one more drink.
You wouldn't insure somebody who's like I'm it's like risk assessment.
They
you know
do for
mean?
Music people. They do for
these people.
The bare minimum of health coverage.
Athletes.
Give a nigga Medi-Cal.
Just something. Let the nigga get his teeth fixed. Yeah.
That's another thing. If a lot of these comics got healthy, they wouldn't be funny no more.
Start looking nice.
What are they gonna talk about?
You have your one missing.
If they can't self deprecate, what are they gonna talk about?
True.
They can't get their tooth fixed. They can't lose weight. Well, why?
They get medical.
They not funny no more. Where's the crutch?
Where's the crutch?
They not writers. Where's the crutch? They need that.
That's a tough.
But it regulates some of the pay.
The pay regulation should definitely be a thing.
You know,
the pay should definitely be a thing.
I should have a choice. Not when I get there, you put me in your condo.
Right.
Like, I should have, like, Marriott's or certain hotel standards. Yeah.
Minimum.
You getting this condo, man.
You getting this condo. There's 80 people in there.
With this comic before you last week and nutted all over the room.
Yeah. There's a cleaning lady in there. Oh, she never made it? You know what?
We'll give you some fruit snacks and you shut up.
Comedy clubs also are shady club owners and managers. I'm not even managers so much. Some are. But, like... You'd have to do a thing where it'd be like, okay, so let's say you regulate it for this many tickets get sold or this much food, you know, everybody gets a percentage, would make it more fair, right? You can't really hide that. But they would do so many things, I feel like, to, because it's like what they do now is like, well, these are the comps, right? So then you're like, oh, okay, so I have all these people in here, but none of these people matter for me. It's like, no, this is all our money. Right, like that's what.
We gave out 50 cups,
So they can come in here and have a 2-drink minimum. Right.
Yeah.
So then, no matter what, we're getting paid, you know. But then I can give us 50% of a 2-drink minimum, right?
Yeah.
Or 10% of a 2-drink minimum.
Put in on the liquor,
You know they're also. I always say this too that they're not comedy clubs. They sell alcohol. You know, they sell food. They don't really sell comedy.
Yeah.
Right. So. You know, it's like what the Vegas does, and they have those big acts and big draws who come, and it's like, man, we don't give a fuck about Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Gum gamble.
Right.
We need you to come lose this money. We don't sell that. We sell a good time, you know, a date night spot, but it's like, same with movies. I don't give a fuck about the actual movie. Come buy this $18 popcorn. But
as far as union's concerned, it still will protect the comics to a degree. Because right now, y'all are...
out here naked.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it do with any unit. It only matters to the people who are in the 1%, and then the rest wouldn't really make shit.
Yeah.
That's usually the thing in most
you know, unions
anyway.
Well,
that's how acting is. It's like, okay, we have, but we have our minimum.
I feel like there's more, like, with actors, with acting and music, there's more big names that can do it. In comedy, there ain't hella big names like that. Like,
there's enough.
There's so many big names.
But not
names
I don't think it's enough for everybody to rally around them.
Yeah.
There's more, there's like more lowballers.
If you get the Seinfelds and the
But
Eddies.
He ain't even doing it no more. Yeah, he ain't doing it no more.
Seinfeld's still touring.
What, he need you think he's going to march for a union?
Yeah,
no, I'm
fuck.
Just saying. I mean, if he loved, I mean, look at Chappelle. What Chappelle did for when they were going to shut down the Punchline in San Fran. Uh-huh. He went down there and stood up for it and got them to keep it open. They were going to close the building down. And Chappelle was like, this is a staple, a landmark. Let's keep
this open.
Did
he put his money up for it?
No, he just put his name behind it.
But we have like Chappelle.
Yeah,
Kevin
certain
Hart,
people that still believe in the little Rocks, the beginning of comedy. You know what I mean?
These niggas ain't doing comedy.
The,
what's clubs?
The Dunham with the puppets?
Doing arenas, bro.
Chappelle still diving them clubs?
Yeah, he'll pop in. Drop in.
No, he just did the Atlanta Comedy
Forbes
Theater.
That
a weekend.
Does the puppets in Vegas. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chappelle's still in clubs, bro.
He is stand up at heart.
Yeah, he's true. He was just up in Atlanta a full weekend.
I'm like, Jerry Seinfeld's still doing stand up.
Mm-hmm.
He had his residence. Wasn't he in Vegas?
Yeah, he was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard out here. It's hard out here. Gas is high. Eggs are high. Groceries are high. People are high. So I'm trying to get me a nice, nice crib for the fam. We can all be tucked inside and hide out from the people. But, man, these interest rates are high as well. And if you ain't got the proper credit score, it's even harder to get a good interest rate. That's why I have Kickoff to help me kick off my credit the right way, man. What is Kickoff, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there. It has over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store, and 98% are 5-star. That's everybody. 98%, that's everybody. Start building your credit immediately for $1 for your first month. With AutoPay, you never have to worry about missing a payment, so you can build credit in your sleep. Sign up in minutes from your phone. No credit check. Cancel anytime. If your credit is under 600, you can jump like 28 points in your first month. Kickoff is a smart, legit credit hack with no catch, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple. You make the one-time payment, credit card bureau see your good behavior, and your credits grow fast, man. Told you guys what I'm trying to do. I had no one to teach me these lessons when I was young. I just had a random dude named Craig. Not Craig Wayans. A random dude named Craig trying to help me out. Or you can go to some YouTube guru who's just trying to sell you some kind of payment plan. But you ain't got to do all that with Kickoff, man. It's going to help you out get the right way, get the information you actually need in a set manner, in a plan to actually help build your credit. What you need to do, let me tell you, man, you got to go to getkickoff.com/issues. Issues. That's getkickoff.com/issues. That's Kickoff with no C, K-I-K-O-F-F. With that, you'll get 80% off. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/issues to activate the offer.
Offer applies to new customers first month only. Subject to approval, often subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply. Point stat based on Equifax. Vantage score 3.0 changes for Kickoff users starting under 600 who made the first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment credit activity outside Kickoff can have an impact on your credit. Individual results may vary.
Do yourself a favor, man. Get your credit together. Aight?
I don't know, man.
And they still
have some hope. You like, it's never going to work.
Doing a theater, doing a Vegas is very different. Because if I was in the union or if I was a Santa Cruz, I'm like, why would I come back to do a club anyways if I can just have my own shit?
To keep the game of comedy alive and help out the people that you
thank you. I'm above you, peasants. No, thank you.
I think that's the problem with comedy, too, is like you work so hard to get, you know, there. You like, I don't care about this shit behind me no more. Some people.
But you're still always going to go to comedy clubs.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to, I see this with actors. They come out for these SAG awards. They do that thing, right? Uh-huh. But the stuff was, I don't know what it was like in the first days of SAG, right? Yeah. I don't know who was the beginning of it and stuff like that.
Humphrey Bogart out there.
We need a younger.
I don't know why I did that
voice. That's what it was.
We need a younger.
Yeah, I don't know what it was like to be in those early days, but do musicians have a union? There's ASCAP and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have
ASCAP.
Comedians can also do ASCAP.
What is that?
ASCAP is your publishing for the most part. Okay. It's like,
but it's hard with a comedian's joke. Like they're talking about this forever, but like they'll say a Martin line that he said on a show, but Martin doesn't get paid for it.
If it's off a show, no. But if it's off a comedy album, yes.
And off comedy albums, they do it all the time.
Yeah, but you know, it's all lawsuit stuff. So it's always hard to fight for, right? Like, then you got to go do some work. I got to sue this guy, use my joke in a thing. But there's like light protections for stuff because also comedians can be considered recording artists, right?
Yeah. So like Biggie did Richard Pryor's line, look so good, I'll suck on your daddy's dick.
Yeah.
He sure did.
That's off a comedy
album. I wonder if
which a lot of people did not know.
Right.
They just thought Biggie was wild.
I don't think he
was wild for saying it anyway. But
yeah. I think I maybe things. Heard but Richard but after.
When he said it, it had no context. So it was just like, what the hell? What, like, Richard had a setup and all that shit.
I mean, Richard was extremely wild.
Hella wild.
But, you know, he was out there sucking daddy's dick, so.
he was living that life.
Yeah.
I think Richard Pryor was like, you get hooked on sucking dick now. It's like.
Well, he did say it. I was going to say, I've never seen him, but I heard him
I mean,
it.
Yeah. He said it.
Yeah,
he hooked it. True. I don't think
it ain't a rumor if he said it.
You're right. You're right. He did this recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you didn't have to say any of this, Rich. Like, you didn't have to.
Was that Live and Smoking?
I don't remember which one it was, but I just remember being like, you didn't,
what?
This is what you chose to open with?
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. You've been sucking dick. Uh-huh. Say, you can get hooked on it. Say, oh, boy.
Comedy be doing that up there lying. What do I want to talk about? Nigga, you know what you're going to talk about.
Knowing they got the whole set all in their head.
What do I want to talk about? Let me try some new shit on you.
That's the magic trick.
What I want to talk about.
Like you just thought of something. And then
that's happened. But like when they do, they make it seem like it always happens.
But isn't that part of it though?
That's a magic
making
trick.
It seem like it's
part of the magic.
Fresh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Because people always ask, is that thought out? And like sometimes it is, sometimes
it ain't. It's not.
Sometimes it really ain't though. I'll be on a rant and I'll be like, you know what? Now that I think about it. Like that just be happening. And then you you get off stage and be like, fuck, what'd I say? Can you tell me what I said? I want to do that again. What'd I say? I hate those when I do one and it ripped and I didn't record and I'd be like, I don't know what I just said.
But it somebody's in the out. Back.
I know what you said.
Is this recorded?
I know what you said. I'll be doing this in Cleveland next
week. That's probably the sound engineer who wants to be a comedian, just unplugged it real quick.
Mm-hmm. You do see that a lot. I've noticed that most of the venues we go to, it's about 5 comics working on the staff. Mm-hmm.
They're all comedians. For the most part, I see. Sound dude, the manager, the booker. I'm like, yeah, we'll have a night. Like, oh.
Security sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Waitress be like, yeah, actually, after my shift, I'm going to go to the mic.
And I guess if you want to be on
that's
the stage,
around. Yeah, absolutely.
I always tell them, if you're going to work, and if you can, if it's within your means, if you're going to work at a club, go to New York or LA and work those clubs. Mm-hmm. Like, working in Kansas City. Because when I was working at, I wasn't working, but I was always at Pepper Belly's. Mm-hmm. And so I would watch, and I was a club in Fairfield, but I would watch these headliners come in and come out. And they would be like, hey, man, if you ever make it to L.A., I'll fool with you.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes they would circle back. And yeah, exactly. They would circle back and would forget about me by the time they came back. And I was like, oh, I get it. You got to be
right.
One of those main cities for them to be for it to be memorable because they frequent there more.
I know New York is that the biggest right now for comedy?
Stand-up Mecca?
Scott, maybe Austin.
Man. Because I know people that go to New York and just will make a living off doing they'll make a couple hundred a day just
you know,
doing,
the spots. Oh yeah, pay-wise, New York.
For
I've never felt. I've never been out there and just hit the block.
I was like, ooh, this is great.
Was out there. He's yeah. out there a couple months out the year to make money for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what New York will do too is they'll do like you call ahead and be, hey, I got a man that run a room over here and a room, and they'll set you up like on your own run. So like when I go to New York, my shit is already set up. And they'd be like, yeah, call my boy. He's going to drop you off. He got a spot here. So you can go make, like you said, a couple hundred a night.
Yeah.
Just dropping in on people at different shows. Once you know people and respected, you can run that.
Okay.
And you ain't even got to be at the cellar. And you can just run to different rooms.
Little pockets,
and then they got you.
And they stay on time a lot more.
Yeah.
And you're not getting bumped as much.
Yeah. And you got to get to the next spot. So they like, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. And then, I like doing runs out there.
I think of all the times like I picked LA when I decided to move because of the cold.
You definitely should have went to New York.
I definitely should have.
Yeah,
I think about that shit all the time.
Where are you gonna go to New York?
Well, I was like,
because you know you make the choice, New York or LA.
Yeah,
I was
in a New York, LA. Living in a van in New York would have been
that'd
crazy.
Be
crazy.
I mean, you know,
free. They don't got no fruit trees. Up.
Yeah, that's true.
It was terrible when I came
but
out
they
here.
Got 99-cent pizza.
I wouldn't even needed a car, right? I would have parked somewhere far as shit, and then I would have just took the trains and shit in the city. Yeah. LA having a car fucked me up.
Wait, so you would have had like a countryside van?
after in a December, long day. You leave your van in the suburbs.
People, when they all take the ferry in the Manhattan.
Chaz would have been in Central Park somewhere.
But LA was
why did you choose LA?
Because I was like, I've been in the cold my whole life.
Oh, okay. I feel that.
That was purely it. Okay. I was like, I've been in the cold my whole life. So I was like, let me go see what LA's talking about. I mean, what a great adventure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah. And then I had left in the spring. So I had enough time to bum around and live with somebody. Man, I've never, ever had a hard time finding a place to live. Never. Yeah. I'm likable enough that somebody would take me in for a while.
You must come in washing dishes and shit. Like, hey, oh, Chaz. Hey, Chaz.
Dog, when you're low-key and you don't bother folks and you know what I mean? You don't just talk all the time and people be like, oh, I can this dude is cool.
Nah, you still
why Tony hate you so much?
Tony actually lived with me. Yeah. You know, but also...
That was years.
Also, I wish I knew this, though, because like... You got to think about this too. Tony had already had a family and been a father.
Yeah.
Because how I am now with Izzy is different than when I was 20. You know, Izzy leaves clothes. I'm like, pick this up. Why you leave this here? Right. It's very different. So Tony was nitpicky to me.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, dog, everything is a problem. But he's also been running a household with some order.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'm 20 year old. I'm in my van. How much, you know what I mean? But it wasn't like, you know, I feel like Tony would make it be like, you know, Tony. Tony's very persnickety. You know, Tony is very particular.
Yeah.
He's very he likes things a certain way. And then I was always like, I say it ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. You know?
Yeah.
And so I wish I had a better understanding of that maturity level and how you know, because I don't think I was ever messy. It wasn't ever a thing of like, God damn, Chaz. But it was like, why is this spoon in the sink?
Yeah. That's some dad shit.
Which it is. Yeah. It was
just like, if I put the spoon there, like if you put it there, clean it up.
Didn't you have a hole in your door?
Well, that was a moment of anger.
That was old Chaz.
Yeah, very, very, very different.
But yeah, you can't be having holes in it.
Your perspective is correct. I was at my friend's birthday party this weekend, and everybody had to take, you know, all the dads, one second. Hey, man, didn't I? You know, like, and everybody does that. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it.
But you don't, I don't think about it then. But yeah, I'm like.
You know what's crazy is we've had this convo multiple times with Tony. You've never broken it down to him like that.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, you think about it.
Let him, don't do it either.
Why?
Let him sit in it, bro. Huh? Let him sit in it.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it, like when you're in it, you really don't know. I'm just like,
quit nagging me, nigga.
Yeah. And it wasn't ever bad. We never had no real issues, you know. Like, we've had things that you go through, family shit, right? But we never had things that was like, I can't stand beer. Like, it was never like that. It was always just cool. It'd just be a gang of little things that I understand how that can be annoying. Because he's like, man, it's like I'm living with a kid. Right. So then when I have a kid, I'm like, all right. Today, Izzy's clothes basket is right here.
Yeah.
Clothes on. I'm like, how'd you not make it 2 feet over? You could have tossed these in here.
Sometimes you got to go through some shit. You know what it is. Know what somebody else's
beef. It's very different of like, yeah, you know. And then you know, it was also like, we make jokes, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's like, it's not like it's a thing where you're like, hey, don't bring our business outside. It's like, we knew going in, we going to have jokes about this. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. It's easy to find time to eat with 50 wholesome, hassle-free meals to choose from each week delivered right to your front door. Their lineup of prep and bake meals come together with minimal mess and only 5 minutes of prep, so your oven does most of the work, not you. That's important, man. Let your oven put that work in. HelloFresh's 15-minute meals are done in just 3 simple steps, so you can eat better this year without all the hassle. You can save valuable time and with fewer trips to the grocery store thanks to HelloFresh Market. There are over 100 add-on items you can add to your weekly box, like quick breakfast, packable snacks, beverages, plus many more. Man, and you know, I love HelloFresh, man, because me personally, I do not like to spend a lot of time in that kitchen making meals. And I want stuff to come together for me. And with HelloFresh, it does the job for me. All I got to do is just heat it up. Mix it up and heat it up and enjoy, man. So get up to 10 free meals and free protein item for life at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast. One item per box with an active subscription. Free meals applied as discount for the first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's up to 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast and get yourself right with HelloFresh. Get these meals in your body. Trust me, it'll change your life. Yeah.
Why did you choose LA?
Because nothing was happening in the Bay. It felt like, in social media back then, now with social media, you can blow up and not have to leave.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But back then, 100%. You had to go to one of the main spots. And yeah. I was like, and LA is so close. Mm-hmm. My dad was just like, man, get to LA.
He told you to get out.
Yeah, he was like, get up out of here. I did 3 years in the Bay.
You're from Pepper Belly.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
You're from around here.
Yeah, you hit a certain point, you're like, I gotta swim with the big fish or whatever. Yeah. But had I known what I know, if I'd have known what social media was going to turn to, I probably would have stayed.
Me too.
And just mastered it or whatever, or got dope at it.
I call it, I could live so nice.
Yeah.
I could go live so nice. Even rooms, they do remote writer's rooms right now and stuff like that. You're like
auditioning via Zoom and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Trying to meet you out there.
But, and I love living in LA more than I probably would like living in the Bay. Because LA is just spread out, more to do.
LA's pretty great.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Especially like me, I'm from a small town, you know what I mean? So yeah. This shit blew my mind.
Oh, even being from the Bay, coming to LA is almost like, well, Keon was kind of in and out of here, but for me, it was like being in a whole other planet, world. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this is Hollywood? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Wait, I can be in Orange County, and this is still so, you know what I mean? It's just so big and so many little pockets.
I feel so bad for you guys.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
That's tough. Man. You're in New York. Craig, you come to LA.
Yeah. Craig is best of both worlds.
Because the family was here?
No, my mom married some nigga in the military.
Oh, yeah.
We was in Oceanside.
Yeah, okay.
And it lasts,
Ocean by San Diego.
Mom moved up to L.A.
Okay.
But Craig came from the, like, even when I went to New York for the, like, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. Craig was already with the big cities and all that.
Right. Yeah, for me, L.A. wasn't my family from here.
Yeah, you from here. It so wasn't, you was venturing here, yeah.
Like, we were the, you know, so when Cody was like, New York or L.A., I was like, L.A. Like, I'm going to go live with my family. Like, I'm not, why would I go to New York? Like, it just, now, if it would have been me, single at that time, not being from the Bay, let's say I was from wherever, I probably would have went to New York. But being from,
I don't know, bro. I think if you lived in San Fran, you'd be like, I go to New York. New York is just so different. Bro.
After New York, every city seems small to me.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Japan yet, but I heard Japan gives a New York vibe because so many people on one street.
Yeah.
Then you come to LA and be like, they're like, oh, Hollywood Boulevard. You're like, that's every street in
New York. Yeah, it is.
New York's busy. It just has
I always think I would have thrived in New York. I go like, it's a city that's always up. It's you're on the grind. I feel like I would have done really well there.
I wish your style of humor a lot.
I wish, because I came out here and I struggled so much out of just like, there was no money to doing stand-up. No. There was no money. No. It wasn't even like, oh, I have a part-time job and I can make the rest doing stand-up. It was no money for years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For years, I just had to work jobs to be able to. I feel like I spent more time trying to stay out here.
Yeah.
It's like, don't go back home. Don't go back home.
You picked up a bunch of professions trying to reach.
Oh, I'm an expert. I could go remodel some shingles, some roofs. Right?
I only moved because I remember when I was visiting all the time and niggas kept asking me, like, you live here or not? Mm-hmm. And then I forgot who it was. I don't remember who said it to me. We was at the store, though. I remember that. And they was like, do you live here or not?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, goddamn. All right. Because I was always going to the Bay to get money.
Yeah.
Like, there was no money here. Yeah. So I would go to the Bay, do my shows, you know, blah, blah, go get money.
And you could have been moved here. Whole family.
I needed money, man. I needed money. But I moved fast, though.
Yeah, you did.
I was only in the Bay for 3 years.
Three, and then you came
and
out.
And I did.
How long you stayed with your grandpops?
For
you didn't stay with him that long.
Either. Not that long.
Yeah.
I never liked staying with anybody. Yeah. Just because. I
like
wasn't
jerking off.
Who was your grand?
I wasn't raised like that. I wasn't raised. I was jerking the oldest child. You know, independent, take care of yourself up. So I never liked living with anybody because I was just like, I'm supposed to just handle it.
Right. I wish I could live with family.
They'd but like, yeah, I stayed with him for a while. My mom and them liked me there though because, you know, he was old.
Yeah.
So
company. Was it just you and him?
It was just me and him. And, you know, that's when I really got to know him. He was sharing all his story. We talked all the time. Right. We in the house.
Yeah. Wow, that was dope. Yeah.
So I'm like, what, when I first moved here, man, I could. And he was telling me like all these stories how, you know, when I met your granny, she was working at the laundromat. And I went down there every day. I was like, oh, I didn't know. That's how I found out my auntie was almost aborted. I didn't know none of that.
I know you're about to take it there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Did she know this story?
I told her.
On the washing machine, like, yeah. God damn it.
I told her. He told me, and I was like, hey, you know you barely made it? She was like, what? He said, yeah, we went down there because we already had four. She came way later, and we went down there. And Granny got up there. We was all the way in there, and she said, let's go home. I can't do it. And that's why your auntie's here now.
No, I was like, God damn it.
Really close.
They got close. She got up on, she was in there.
Oh, man.
And she said, last minute, she said that she couldn't do it.
Mm.
And now that's the auntie that I grew up with, because she's only 11 years older than me.
Mm. Side note, Kendrick looks dead on your granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, split him. It's crazy how it can be passed down to, yeah, he looks dead on your granddad.
Yeah, yeah, he looked a lot like him. Like, yeah, when crazy. He was young.
Yep.
He looked, and they both light skinned as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but I moved because it was, you know, that was just, it made sense. And I think because I had met all them mm-hmm, already
mm-hmm, yeah.
in the Bay, and it was like, so when I came to, and them, mm-hmm. so when I came to LA, I didn't feel like in New York, I would have been starting from like scratch.
Yeah.
I feel like out here, when I did Crack 'Em Up, I already knew some of the comics. They weren't, I wasn't kind of like looking around like, oh, who do I talk to? I was just like, okay, just crush here and then. And you know these niggas don't know I've been doing this same seven for 2-3 years.
No one knows.
So they like this nigga, this nigga good. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've been working on this set. But y'all didn't see me.
It's pristine.
That's why with the bomb shit, I'd be like, y'all didn't see that.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't see when I was at Tommy T's. And I didn't have the next 8 minutes. I did that first seven. I was crushing.
The unknown.
I was like, woo.
Where's
that light at?
You know what? I wish
they didn't
I
see the bomb at Pepper Belly's. That Pepper Belly shit.
I also wish I stayed in Michigan longer. I regret coming out to LA. People are like, I don't live regret. I'm full of regrets. Because had I stayed in Michigan, there was one club. There wasn't a ton of clubs, but there's so many colleges,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing a lot of colleges. And then I found out about ASCAP. I mean,
NACA
and APCA, right?
Yeah,
APCA.
And so then, when I joined NACA, I was already getting colleges, and I was like, "Oh, this is great." But then I moved out here, and I couldn't make any money.
Yeah,
and there's
you'd have been cleaning up with them colleges.
Well, there's divisions, right? So there's a, you know, I didn't ever do the big one. There was like for NACA, it was segregated into like your regions.
Oh, yeah,
so then when I came out here, I had $0. I couldn't even afford to register for NACA
because
I was eating fruit off of trees.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then by then, I was just already in a thing of like working. I was like, I blew it twice. I felt like I blew it twice. Like,
yeah.
You had other options instead of struggling for 15 fucking years, dog.
If I was an adult in New York, I don't think I would have moved out to LA. I could have did everything.
Wait, how old was you when you moved out here?
I was junior high.
Even okay. if so, but even if the fam was out here still?
My mom moved out here when I was 8, and I didn't come out here till I was 13, 14. Mm-hmm.
But even with like everybody out here, you went again?
Nah.
I had if you were an adult already.
I had family in New York too at the time.
Yeah, but I'm saying everybody out here that was working in the
don't
industry,
let him fool you. Craig's a New Yorker.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, DC.
He proved it, yo.
Okay.
He was out there. He proved it.
Oh, God.
He proved it. I tested his shit, B. And he proved it.
Okay.
I'm testing him. I said, we're going to get here. We're going to find him in this.
Why do you talk like 50 Cent? Like,
it's like a 50 with a lift.
50 with a baby.
He proved it, bro. He proved it. You don't never have to prove it again to me, yo. That's how the actor talks.
That's how
50 like he's like you can be 50 as a kid. I'm sure 50 didn't talk like that as a kid
before he was shot in the mouth.
He talked here.
I wonder how he sounded before he got shot in the mouth. Like was this really?
There's a recording of him rapping before.
How was it? Clear?
Yeah, it was clear.
But he needed to get shot.
Yeah,
he needed to get shot.
Oh yeah, that deflect helped
Kanye
him.
Needed the accident.
Yep, Kanye needed his withdrawal wired shut.
Kanye might have been okay because he's a pure musical genius in hip hop. 50, I can't tell you he was a genius.
No, you never put that together. Business wise, they might say he's
50
a
was a genius. He was over there writing songs for everybody at the time. He wrote songs, J-Lo songs.
I heard about that.
He was already making money, not
as much as he should have been. That's why he kind of disliked.
But I don't know.
Can he make
have...
beats, Craig?
Not beats. He make hits.
That's where the genius comes.
He made kind of J-Lo. He didn't make beats to become famous. He wrote hits for J-Lo.
Yeah, writing writers is
if you could write
that's
a hit
the real,
for J-Lo.
Yeah, that's
but when
the
he got shot 9 times.
Then he goes, so like this shit.
No one's ever said rap wise 50's a genius.
No.
I don't has he is anybody's top 50?
He's top. But when you talk Kanye, they be like,
bam.
After, they say a lot of things about Kanye.
Yeah.
if we go psycho, pre Mama's Death.
First 3 albums?
First you can go first 5. You can go first 5. No.
Yay?
Yeah, you can go his first 5. 808s and Heartbreaks, people say what they want to say.
It.
Right, some people hate it, some people love it.
Graduation.
And then after that, but then after that is...
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Come on, dog. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is amazing.
The church one was good, too.
I ain't listening to
the gospel one.
Yeah, I checked out after Jesus.
I like
I came in and came 50 out.
Still okay, came in and
that.
Destroyed the game.
Oh,
and
50
had
was
so
dope.
Many,
that first album
so
is
many
classic.
Hits that he wrote in Game's album he wrote.
Yeah, that first album classic.
He's the hook man. He knows how to write a melody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Until he went up against Kanye, and he lost.
In sales.
Yeah.
On that album, yeah.
But he won getting shot 9 times. Like when Game came out, I was like, I've been shot 5. I was like,
he did actually.
Not 50.
He shut down a whole label pretty much on his own.
Oh, Murder Inc.
Murder Inc.
I mean, he's legendary. Don't get me wrong.
And that was a big label.
He's legendary.
He shut them down. He shut them down at their peak. They were
huge. That's hard to do.
Yeah, they were huge. Shanti
even had to go home for a while.
That's hard to do.
Come back out with Nelly.
Yeah, man, she had to go.
That's what killed her.
Country Grammar.
He was like, "You had that baby on me." And he was out of there.
He even killed off people in his. He even killed off G Unit.
He did.
Yeah, he went after Banks. He went after Young Buck.
He loved her.
And then I mean, all the way to Eminem and Ja Rule going at it. You're like, this is nuts, you know? Ja Rule had a crazy line, though, about Eminem.
What did he say?
This is the one that was still legendary. It was wildly inappropriate. But he said, your mom's on drugs, Kim's a slut, what's Haley going to be when she grows up?
Yeah, that's the Haley line there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
50 said, let me get him.
that was like.
That's crazy as hell.
Because first it was Ja Rule, Eminem, and he said that line, and 50 was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this for
that's
the white
when that's
boy.
When M says you said something about Haley and I just lost it. That is a cold line.
Did Eminem
like,
spaz out on Ja Rule?
Mm-hmm.
After that, on
Wax, but I'm like, you got to be lucky you never seen homie in person. Like, you got to be lucky that
I wonder
never
if
ran
some of these rappers
other.
Be like, and when they get in person, they're like, hey man, you know, it's just on Wax.
Just
probably
they all
probably.
Just talk, baby.
It depends on like the I think the beef situation.
I thought that was Game and 50 for the longest, but it's still ongoing.
I don't think Kendrick and Drake.
The thing about 50 Cent is, if you beef with 50 Cent, it's like you're going to have to beef with him for the rest of
your
life. Because
this
even,
is
if,
so
y'all,
petty,
even
bro.
If y'all cool, like he's still throw you in some shit.
Yeah, nigga.
That's the worst part
about it.
That's like every time he does some shit, I'm like, okay, I see why he got shot 9 times. I would have shot
absolutely.
Several more
but
times.
But that's
absolutely.
The reason why he acts like that, I think. Is that he got shot 9 times.
I mean,
well, he
acts
that way because he was a chubby kid on the block that could box, so he was always beating people's ass.
Yeah.
So he never was like, I need to listen to
any. He never faced any consequences
so petty,
until
man.
He got shot.
Yeah. He's so petty, man.
Can Drake and Kendrick ever be cool?
Nope.
Nah.
Drake wanted to. That's kind of why a lot of shit popped off.
Did he?
Yeah. The first person shooter song, supposedly Kendrick was supposed to be on it. And Kendrick alluded to that in Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He said, I'm surprised you sent that feature request. We know we got some shit to address.
Yeah.
Ah, Kendrick's a monster.
But the thing is, like, it never
happened. They've been going back
after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, way before that. For like 10 years.
Could you be friends with somebody after the Super Bowl performance?
No,
not after you look at the camera and smile. Nigga, no, absolutely not.
I'm so glad he did that shit.
That was amazing.
Absolutely not.
No, I couldn't be friends after that because now you're just.
Now, if you just roasted me, yeah. But once you start being like, yeah, you're a pedophile and you hang out with a bunch of pedophiles, I'd be like, God damn.
We've seen a lot of people
you do
like
be looking at
them. Ice Cube and them done rehashed. And then...
With Common.
I just found out
I saw an interview. They were really finna get on... Mac 10 and them was finna...
L.A.
Yeah, put some hands on Common.
Common ain't no bitch. That's what people forget. First of all, he a big boy. He ain't small.
He's a
Fat
big
Joe
dude.
Had to save his life. And they said, Common even was like, yeah, I had to leave, get up out of there.
Common ain't and then
the gun come out. Yeah, I don't care how much of a hoe you ain't, it's all right to be one at that moment.
Different game, but even with like, you know, Ice Cube and NWA, they don't.
Well, yeah,
Jay-Z
so,
and Nas.
So, I will say no now, but in 20, 30 years, Maybe.
No. Even then,
one of these award shows.
Sure.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you why not, right?
He just said maybe.
I know, but I take it back as I think about it out loud. The way Drake's sensitivity is set up.
He handled it, yeah.
I don't think Kendrick would.
I don't think Kendrick would ever.
Kendrick doesn't care to do that.
No, he doesn't.
If Drake was like, hey, I apologize for everything I ever said and I want us to be friends, can we do a song? No. Kendrick's going to be like, oh, I got a whole new, I got to write another song about you.
How you try to come out.
I said 30 years from now, not now. But also, 30 years, I don't know.
Drake,
niggas get old and be like.
Drake's going to look back at this and not just be like, you know, it was a good run. He's going to look back and be like, it's because of Kendrick it stopped. Not that, yeah, did it for over a decade of hits.
The thing was, I'll give Drake his credit because I knew what he was going to try to do. I was like, he's going to try. And that's the thing that most people were scared to do. Nobody was going to go at Kendrick directly.
He could have tried differently, though.
If I was Drake, I would have tried differently, but the thing is, he literally had no other angle.
I don't know. I don't think
he didn't know what he was
getting
himself into.
I don't think so.
He couldn't have.
He did not expect this. Yes, he did.
No.
I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into.
He did, but he underestimated the nigga.
He thought
that means he didn't know.
Or tried to, you'd be so big in your ego, you don't even see, like,
what. That's what he said.
He didn't know what he was getting
into. He heard the rumblings
of the songs, but he was so much. Everybody got somebody in the studio. Yeah.
Drake was so confident. You're dead. That was the end of family. He was so confident.
Even before that, he ain't going to drop. Tell him to drop. He take too long to drop. It'd be a moment.
Talking shit.
That's the favorite thing to say. It's a moment. And that's what started the whole, like, their, like, silent beef initially. Because Kendrick was on Control, and that song was supposed to be on Big Sean's album. Right. It didn't get the sample cleared, so then Big Sean's just like, fuck it, I put it out. And then even on that song, it wasn't a diss. And Drake was the only person that took it.
He took it really personally.
It was a challenge to everybody.
He didn't diss a single person in that song. And I don't know why people took it like that. This is like, you guys are with me, and I'm trying to leave you. I respect all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm
to get a
shout
out from him was like, right. Oh, I'm on your...
And I'm trying to leave you behind. Like, there was
if he
names.
Didn't say your name, then that was
exactly. That was a diss if you didn't get mentioned.
Drake was like, why would he do that to me?
Yeah, he was on the interview being like, I mean, like, but you know, now you did that. Now you got to see me later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sensitive.
So, and then that's what the whole thing.
People don't be
there.
Listening. Like, it's like that was a lot of people weren't around or paying attention.
He's just like, dare he say my name?
Well,
hey, look, man, you see a lot of dudes who will step up to somebody, and we saw these street fights, right? And it's people who get their ass whooped, talking all that shit, and they get their ass whooped. They had no idea.
Some people just want to try to throw a joke out there, but some people don't think it's funny. You throw a jab out, and some people like, well, I don't throw jabs. I just throw hooks.
Yeah, man. Haymakers. And
I think it was just a surprise. I think that's really what it was. It was like, when I heard Kendrick on like that, I was like, wait, what the hell is he doing on this song? And then the way he went about it, I was like, okay. I was like, this is for sure. I was like, Drake has to say something.
All right, question for all of y'all. Do you think if Drake could have saw what it would have been that he would have engaged like that?
No, nobody would. Absolutely not. Like, if he had a window, an hourglass, and it was like, this is what's gonna happen, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl with the whole crowd.
Matter of fact,
they
wouldn't even show that. It would just be him going, hey Drake, if I just saw that, I'd be like, I don't know what that is. I don't even know what that is. I don't want that. No, absolutely not. You see a bunch of little white kids yelling A minor? No.
And bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
He just looked like a demon when he looked at the camera and said, hey Drake, I said,
they were right in
front of it. It was rehearsed, like, bro. What? That shit is so funny.
I was like, absolutely not.
Nah,
these kids turn on, everybody turned on. I was like,
hey,
no, man.
That was one of the biggest dismantlings.
Is this the biggest crash out in history?
Yes.
What Drake
is the biggest
doing?
With how Drake's acting
right now. I seen him slam DeMar DeRozan's jersey the other day.
Bro, but that's the thing, wild. That's what he does.
He's mad at everyone that was affiliated.
But that's what he's been doing, like, historically.
Really?
Even if he wants to get at you, he'll mention the girl you with, or who you associated
niggas
with.
Niggas sliding in people. He deserves this.
He's damn sure sliding in everybody who was in that
video. He been disrespectful.
He's in their girl's DMs.
Yeah, he been disrespectful.
Even years ago, like, it's like, even with the Meek Mill shit, Meek Mill was with Nikki. Is that your girl tour, or is that your tour or your girl's tour?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to bring somebody
in.
Yeah,
so the fact that he's acting like this is crazy. You've been engaging in these kind of battles.
Yeah, he's been disrespectful.
Well, I gave him a lot of confidence.
Pusha T, too.
Yep, and that's why Pusha T went at him like
nuclear.
That's the same. It's a pattern. Like, you see how it goes. Like, initially, you know, all right, if we gonna beef, like I they know a little bit more about you, like they have an edge, right? Yeah. So keep it rap. That's what they keep telling them, Drake. Keep it rap. And Drake go personal, and then they gotta go even lower.
He always brings the girl with Kanye, Kiki.
Yeah, the thing was talk about like
Kim Kardashian. The first thing he does is go to girls.
If Pusha T went nuclear, where did Kendrick go?
Man. Pusha T's had a chance to actually go.
He went pretty hard.
He killed him. Yeah. But they brought in people to shut it down.
Yeah,
there was nobody to shut Kendrick down.
Yep. The same label.
Like Pusha T got shut down. They was like, okay, can we? That's enough.
He had the cover.
Yeah,
on there,
Jay Prince and all these people got involved. Yeah,
supposedly
like, hey,
all of that was involved, but it was really just some legal stuff.
So nobody could stop. No one could.
But
stop.
But nobody could stop.
Kendrick was too. That's a he.
He was like, throw the damn
Drake
down.
Was thinking like,
Kendrick said, I'm on my own label now.
Yeah.
I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. He's also walking with the steppers. Who you going to call if you going to call his people?
Right. He with the protection.
Pusha wasn't afraid of another.
No,
just
not at all.
He's just not as big as Kendrick either.
Yeah.
The thing was, Drake tried to little bro Kendrick like he wasn't as
he
big
wasn't,
as
he was also at a different point in his life. He's married. He's retired. He's the president of Donda Music.
But even he had just dropped an album.
That just got time and...
Kanye ain't no battle rapper. Kanye's a dude you can go in there. You can't really kill him, but you can insult him. He can't come back at you tough.
He insults himself.
Yeah, Kanye. Yeah,
he's so self-inflicted. It's kind of like, what's the point of even battling?
Yeah.
There's no point in.
He's gonna do
Kanye.
Some shit by himself. Like, well, I gotta say anything.
Yeah,
he has enough problems.
Do you think people will walk more on eggshells now when beef comes because they're like, I don't want to go into it
with Kendrick, probably, yeah,
just with anybody because now it's
I don't think anybody's
like
gonna bother Kendrick ever.
Nah, it's like with Nas, no one ever said anything but great words to Nas.
That's not true. Jay-Z talked about boning,
nobody bothered
Nas after that.
It wasn't fully completely over after that either.
Like, he didn't bring
whatever Jay dropped after, though. It was, nobody gave a fuck.
That shit was
but,
over.
But in the end, it was one of those things, like, it looked like Nas won like a landslide. Long term, Jay-Z was fucking with Nas mentally. Like, he shook him to his core, like, how he felt about himself or whatever. And then Nas ended up on Def Jam. And it's like, well.
Yeah, they good.
Yeah, they cool now.
Yeah, I was like, that was like a teenage fight for them.
Yeah.
It was like, it was heavyweight though, bro.
He's heavyweight.
I'm just comparing it to like this.
He was beefing with Mace. Nobody knew
it's different
about.
Now. Because
no, I mean,
of social media. I don't know.
It was a different time period. But at that time, it was the equivalent. You got the two Titans going at it.
But you know what's also different?
Like Big and Pac. That was huge.
Kendrick made a slapper.
Yeah, none of them
that's
made
the thing.
None
it
of them
was
made
a, hit, it's
a
playing
summer,
clubs,
a summer song.
Like most hip hop beats are. Hip hop
menacing, right?
For hip hop heads.
Yeah, because Ether's
Kendrick
like,
made a hit.
It had that, you know, it was very.
But he
like,
did all of that. He did.
That,
he dropped four
that
songs.
Is so,
he dropped four songs in a fucking week.
Right. Kendrick made a hit that plays in club, plays at sporting events, but nobody's playing Ether.
As soon as it came,
like
right,
that, at
exactly.
Events. They're
he
should have
known when he said back to.
They're not playing. What's Hit 'Em Up was Hit 'Em Up was a
Hit 'Em Up.
It was kind of a club song.
No,
Pac did that on purpose too because he took that melody that like you so it was like
first off,
kids wasn't singing Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah, they weren't bar mitzvahs.
Back to back,
not like
I wasn't around.
Back to back was a hit.
They were saying that everywhere.
Back to back,
back
was
to back was
nominated.
A hit.
Yeah,
but it was not like us.
No, it was not.
Wait, so I got. I mean, y'all might call me silly, but I got Kendrick number one of all time right now.
Beef wise,
rapping,
rapper
overall.
All time?
I can't. You know,
I mean, that's not crazy.
But
I can't
you know
even
overall.
Argue.
That's
even,
not crazy.
He's in that conversation.
He's definitely in that
he conquered every.
I got him number one. Overall.
If somebody says that, I go like, I can't even argue.
Yeah,
with you.
I got him number one.
You do. If you do categories of rap, he got all of them.
He's
but the thing is, he didn't control rap for years like some of these other
we'll
guys
see here he's on top right now.
Now he's on top right now. Yeah,
I've just never seen nothing like that in my life.
I don't even know if that's
life.
A who's I mean like it's more like whose fault is that? It's
far
just how this way the consumers play into that factor where things switched in the time where he was still keeping it purely rap and people just didn't want to pay attention to that. But that ain't on him.
It's
as far as like it's just so many different ways to go about it.
Kendrick
I mean,
made
he had
himself,
hits and stuff like that, but it's just like if people want to listen to
you
this,
gotta,
then
you gotta advance with the culture if you want to stay.
But that's
there,
the thing. That's what's so beautiful about what he didn't. He just stayed Kendrick.
He stayed himself
and
he still won.
Not like
and
us.
Hit.
He went with the mustard beat, which is very West Coast popping, which he wasn't doing earlier. He switched it up for this one.
Just that song.
Well, even the album.
Scrabble Up.
Yeah, even the album.
But he went.
That's his roots, though.
But that's his intent. Like, even his intent is like, I want to go back to the mixtape sound.
And that mustard sound is a very bass sound, which is Kendrick is very influenced by the
bass. But even that's not even like his most commercial successful album is Damn. That shit sold like 680,000 in the first week.
Yeah.
And that is still a, if you, that has a theme, it's a rap focused album.
Damn, like, was fire.
Yeah. He knows how to do it.
He's showing he knows how to do it. Let's see how long he do it.
Yeah. But the thing is that he's already 15 years into his career.
Yeah, I know, but Drake was running it for 10 of those years, and Jay-Z was running it the other portion of it. This is his time to be on top.
Eminem had a run.
See how long he holds it. 50 had a run.
Right, right.
But I don't think he has to. I don't think he has to run.
I don't think
he has to run. What Craig is saying,
though, how long is he going to be? Like, if he does, let's say he does 5 to 7 years on top, well, then, yeah.
He's the best in the world right now, and it's not even arguable, right? He's number one right now. So now he's like, there's no one else in the conversation being the best. There's no one else in the conversation being the best right now.
So let's see who else. He's saying, let's see if
how
anybody
else. How long is he going to take this? Because there was a time when Jay-Z was best rapper alive and Wayne was best rapper alive since the last rapper retired.
You know what I do think
I don't think they reached Kendrick's level, though.
What you mean?
Jay did, for sure. Jay was extremely successful.
He had the numbers game and he had the...
Oh, boy, changed. Kendrick kind of... change the culture.
You're gonna see
Jay-Z
it now.
Jay-Z
had people changing from
Jay-Z started wearing the blueprint was Jay-Z's
we
like
all
magnum
the, shit. Button up
Jay
shirt.
Was like right. There was a time period where Jay was like the Chappelle for he was just
I guess
was,
I'm trying to
everybody's
from
like, this is the best.
I guess I'm coming from an intellectual point of view too. Because I've never seen no one study like Jay-Z's lines, how they're studying Kendrick's
stuff. Are you sure?
Yeah, they did study
Jay-Z's lines. That's how they found out he stole a lot of them.
I mean, I don't remember them like being like Kendrick being.
Oh, you're talking about the breakdown.
That's when they start that second.
But that's a little different. Nobody's disputing what you're saying.
No, but that's a whole. Yeah. That's the whole combo package.
Nobody's disputing what you're saying. What he's saying is,
well,
Jay-Z
put up 22 twos.
How long is Kendrick's run?
I also think social media plays a thing in that because
does social media play a part in him winning a Pulitzer?
No, not that, but the fact that everybody dissects his lines because we see it from how many times have we seen? I can scroll through and somebody saying this and somebody saying that. It's like it happens all the time. It could have really been a thing of, but you know, we had magazines and
Jay-Z was like he's known as
we can't help with
he's
what
known
time
as the
we're in.
But I'm saying this is why it seems like it's more is because everybody's doing it. It's like it's easy to see.
Kendrick should be coded, bro. I ain't never seen that.
So is Jay-Z.
So is Nas.
They like coded like Kendrick,
Jay-Z
bro.
Decoded.
They broke down the Super Bowl performance and they connected it to
Jay-Z decoded.
Yeah. They literally built the entire museum of Jay-Z.
Yeah, they did. They did that with Jay.
Like he, but it's a thing of like.
Yeah, you gotta refresh my memory. I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm just saying.
It's like Jay-Z's regarded as like the triple entendre guy in rap. Like he. It, like his stuff was always like he's always found a way to do some stuff.
They
connect.
No, I'm saying they connected Kendrick's Super Bowl performance to XXXTentacion or some shit.
They keep doing that.
Yeah, but
I wish they would stop.
But the fact that you can do it,
PlayStation remote.
But that's the thing. Like people just link a lot of things in that will conflate because Kendrick's not gonna come out and actually say what it was
about. On the 8th day of May, this is the same
time. They've been doing too much with Kendrick.
I love it.
See,
that should
be annoying.
The planet Neptune comes out on the 8th day,
and it was water.
He's like, "Oh, he's gonna drop a deluxe on this day because this day is a Friday." And it's like, "Bro, relax."
They're gonna start praising Kendrick. Canadian tuxedo.
This is gonna happen with Kendrick, right? This is what's gonna happen because it happens with everybody. Kendrick's number one, and he's gonna get. You know, he's going to stay on number one, and then people are going to be like, I'm tired of him being the number one. And then they're going to start hating, because that's what happens. With
everybody. Yeah, what goes up must come down.
They're already hating. As soon as he started doing something last year, it's because of Drake.
Yeah.
As soon as Drake went number one, his single went number one, they were like, you didn't take long.
So Kendrick will be on top, and then his fans are going to become annoying, like every other big fan base, because they were already tripping on the Super Bowl. People already got annoyed with them on the Super Bowl. So then he's going to stay at number one. People are going to be annoyed with his fans, blah, blah, blah. And then.
And so when the younger generation comes in.
I'm so surprised there were so many blacks that didn't like the Super Bowl performance.
Bro, they don't like rap.
They don't like rap.
It's literally
and
rap.
You gotta remember, but people in general, the Super Bowl.
That surprised me because you don't have to like rap to appreciate the art
But the
what
Super Bowl
we saw.
Is so big. There's only a handful of football fans who are watching the Super Bowl. Most people are talking, drinking, blah, until halftime. Yeah. That's all they give a shit about.
Right.
And then they go on. So they want. They want to dance. They want the low brow, you know, low hanging fruit. Yep. They want that. It's like my I got cousins and they don't know about foodie ball. Like they don't. They were just they want concerts. They want entertainment. So they're not. They don't want to think. They drunk as shit anyway. Mm-hmm. They don't want some. You know, beautifully placed. They just be like, I just want to fucking shake my ass.
There's people amazing. who called the halftime. This the Rihanna concert. It's like, hey,
yeah,
this is
halftime. Which is why people were mad at her. And that's another thing too. People were mad, every, people Super mad Bowl. Every Super Bowl. Every single
they
Super
said
Bowl.
Usher's one was weak. Yeah. They said Rihanna's was weak.
They said Rihanna's was boring. And they was like, she was pregnant. That's how the thing, whole thing was a thing. Because, well, she's pregnant. She gets a pass. Like, I remember that.
Who's
shit.
It going to be next year?
Whoever it is, they're going to get hated on.
It ain't going to be nobody. I think they're going to go back to being, like,
you
safe.
You got to go country music. You got to.
That's what they're saying. Like,
and people are mad at that.
They're saying Miley Cyrus.
White
maybe.
People are mad. And Miley Cyrus. Mad at
she can do it.
The fuck she got?
Party in the USA.
Party in the USA.
And that's only two. Is that recent?
That's only two.
It's not recent. See, you just do your is, hits. See,
and that's what Kendrick did. People wanted Kendrick's hits. But people wanted. The most people are just commercial based people. Yeah. So give me the songs that I heard in the car.
What the fuck Miley Cyrus got?
Party in the USA.
But the thing is, exactly to us, Wrecking what Ball, does she have? But that's you know, notorious blah, blah. With the
slow down, buddy.
She got a few.
I heard your name too.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know her catalog like that. Yeah. But I'm not her fan base. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know her catalog.
The thing is we don't know that shit. But yeah,
Taylor Swift got 1,000 hits. I don't know them.
You look at the people that performed the Super Bowl, you'd be like, who the hell are these people?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Nah, everyone else, like, most people they're, have enough hits. Rihanna big. Had enough songs.
Oh, but yeah. We know Rihanna.
Yeah.
Whites know Rihanna too, though.
But she's pop. Yeah. But I'm saying, go back like 10 years.
Michael?
Yeah.
Well, when was Michael? 90s. 90s. Way long.
93.
Bruno Mars? He had some
early. But he did it. But guess who's the headliner for the one that Bruno Mars showed up for?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Coldplay.
Yeah. No,
Coldplay. Oh, they're beautiful.
Wasn't Coldplay.
It was Coldplay.
No, it was Coldplay.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing.
And so Coldplay's fair. Coldplay went up first.
And then it was Beyonce.
And then Beyonce and Bruno did the pro black shit, and everybody was like, "Oh shit, this is dope."
And that's what people talk about.
Wait, Beyonce came out on Coldplay's?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Beyonce and Bruno together.
The 2016 Super Bowl.
I thought Beyonce headlined her own.
She did. In 2013.
She has, and she brought Destiny Child and all them up there. But on this one, it was Coldplay. And
before Beyonce headlined her own.
After.
No, this is
before, that's an ensemble when they do that shit.
Beyonce did her own Super Bowl halftime show and brought Destiny's Child as the other people. Right. That's 2013. Right. And then she came out with Bruno Mars in 2016.
With Coldplay.
But that's
Coldplay went first and everybody forgot about that shit.
That's what I'm saying. They were the lead and nobody cared.
So it was two. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's always usually a
ensemble.
Like a
movie.
And then you got to think, and when we say nobody cared, you got to think who cared? The black people didn't get it. So it's always going to be like that. It's always going to be,
a
your artist. So like he said, Miley Cyrus, we're going to be like, what the
and
fuck?
And The Weeknd do one?
But his was terrible.
2021, I think.
I can't tell you a Weeknd song. Can't Feel My Face, is that one?
Yeah.
He definitely performed that.
He was awful.
I might be the only one who doesn't like his music, dog.
He might be the last Canadian to ever.
And hey, he do numbers.
The Super Bowl. Nobody knew about his diss. He was dissing Drake this whole time.
He sure was, yeah.
Drake tried to little bro him too.
Yeah. The Weeknd was at the concert with Kendrick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He just dropped an album.
His album was the best selling album this year.
He did a whole song about Drake.
Yeah. Weeknd's huge, man.
He's really big.
Weeknd's huge.
I mean, I know he is. I'm not saying he's not. I know he is.
It's kind of crazy because if you look at his origins, he was like dark R&B, like crazy.
Cocaine, he'd
say some crazy
high.
Shit on those songs. And then he switched over to like that pop.
But I loved him early. Early Weeknd, my boy, I was like, this is dope.
When I first heard this triple mixtape he had or whatever, it all sounded like one song.
He opened up with a song saying, "Take your nose off my keyboard." This was talking about cocaine out the gate.
It was boring as shit to me.
So, yeah, he been
Coke
dope.
Don't excite you.
Nah.
Try it.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
You got to do it.
Imagine Chaz on Coke, bro. Chaz on Coke would be crazy.
Why is this even a thought? How's this?
Because you're so clean. So just you on Coke would be.
Wait, no one.
I've
never tried Coke.
I've never tried it.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Right when I was about to.
Amir?
It went bad. And I was like, nope.
Oh, you got close?
No, but I've been offered a bunch of times. And I was like, I think I want to try it one time.
I've definitely been offered Coke.
Well, once everybody started passing, I was like, nope, I'm good.
I've seen somebody do it, and it looked weird. I just thought it was weird as hell.
I don't want no part of that.
I may have seen it once.
Yeah.
I've seen it a bunch.
I've seen it.
I tell you, dude, take a bump and bring me on stage. Come to the stage.
That was me.
I was at an open mic.
Yeah, G King took me to. He took a bump. Penis and I went limp.
Oh, for real?
Like, oh, yeah, this ain't gonna happen.
Oh, man. You gotta lost tell the feeling and the meat?
No, I didn't lose the feeling. I lost the feeling for her. I was like, oh, this got weird. You was gonna sniff that off, or what was you gonna do? Why'd you pour it on there?
You let her pour it on there. What do you mean?
I didn't know what she was doing.
She had to line it up and carefully do it.
Didn't want to drop it.
What's going on?
She took her time on that, Craig. You watched her set it up.
It just happened out of nowhere.
You watched her set the table and like, what's going on?
Something on my dick.
She was like, I want turkey. She done made the whole.
I thought she was putting salt on it. All right, God damn it.
But that's still weird. Like,
hey, yo,
sound like my meat, dark meat seasoned.
Seasoning, you know, get on there. I said, hey, don't knock it. Go ahead.
Actually, that don't feel like sodium.
Yeah, you put anything on it, but that, damn.
Hey, Craig, dog. Yikes, bro.
Did we do it? We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Burr, 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 burr.
A gunshot.
Blocker, blocker.
And we about to get the hell out of here. Chaz, where you at?
What are we?
Lasers.
So this is
send them to your website.
This is the 27th.
You looking for that? It's at Craig.
I'm hungry.
At Craig Wayans.
At DC Urban Comedy across the board.
Y'all ain't going back on tour? Y'all know no dates?
No, I don't feel like looking right now.
March 21st, I am in, we had to reschedule Boise, Idaho because the Wayans are super successful and we're honored that weekend. So March 21st, we are in Boise, Idaho, at the club at the end of the club, the lounge at the end of the universe, March 21st. So get your tickets. And then Lacaroni and Chaz is up. Hey. It keeps growing. I love it. Episode 117, 18, something like that.
Y'all shoot them every day?
No. It's been years now, though. That's all I got.
You said at Craig Wayans on everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Next weekend, Keampoli and Friends, March 7th at Flappers Comedy, Friday night. Weekend night, you can get out there. I mean, if tickets are still available over this time, hopefully they're not. But get your tickets, pull up, and KeonPulley.com for everything else. Wildly Inappropriate. Thanks for listening, growing every week. Fast. And we appreciate it. And then I think that's it for me.
Hey, we out.
Oh, you're not doing? Oh, you say you
DC Urban Comedy across the board.
DC is tired.
Y'all be easy.
We out.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.